This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
I'm Philip C. This is the Breakfast Grill. Iconic Worldwide is your traditional Penang property business with a diverse portfolio of real estate. But this property company has very bold ambitions. It entered into the face mask business last year and just last month groundbroke a 5.5-acre glove manufacturing facility. But is this a stroke of genius or a hasty entry into a crowded bandwagon? Joining us today is James Tan, Executive Director of Iconic Worldwide. So James, how is business? Two property projects, a mass production line and entry into the glove business.
It's been a busy past year for us because there's a lot of changes in our business direction. Because previously, we are under a property development company. But right now, actually, we are more focused toward construction and manufacturing side for PPE, for face masks and hand glove as well. So we are trying to chase around the time for the manufacturing side because as we know, we have started the groundbreaking on December. So we expected to complete the factory by April. So now we are in the progress of building up the factory and it's all been very busy for us.
So James, let's dig deeper into the glove business. What made you decide to enter it?
During the MCO for March 18, 2020, it's announced by our government. So all our hotel business has to be stopped, our property development business has to be stopped. Then for hotel side, we have 100 plus workforce, all local. Then in order to survive in this market, we were thinking what we can do to ensure that our employees won't be retrenched or how for a long-term survival. Because at that point of time, no people have a direction of what to do because the government suddenly announced 2 weeks and then 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. So everyone was panicking. Then all our employees was panicking, saying, hey, what's the direction for the hotel side? Because hotel cannot operate, all the manpower cost is coming in. So we were thinking, okay, what we can do to improve our company to survive? So we decided to venture into face masks because we foresee that there will be a demand for face masks in the whole year because this pandemic is not going to be there for short term, it's going to be long term. So that's why we decided to, okay, why don't we go to buy a machine from China to explore into manufacturing industry. Then we transferred, I think, 30 to 40% of our hotel staff to this manufacturing industry. By doing this, we ensure that all our staff are properly protected. All their salaries are being given instead of everyone's having pressure, have to take unpaid leave, take retrenchment. So this was the direction we made. Then from there, we started to do face mask production on June. We set up our factory in 1 month. Then we started buying machine around May or June. Then by July, we started production. That was our record for that.
And the intention clearly was to help displace or find opportunities for your staff. But you are aware that this market is an extremely competitive and crowded market. So how are you planning to differentiate yourself from all the current players and emerging players that have really deep pockets?
When we started, right, for Iconic, we are more focused on our branding. For Iconic, because even for our property, for our hotel, we are focused more on branding and quality. For all our products, right, for our development, we have to take care of our customers' reputation, our company's reputation. So we have to be comfortable with our own self first. Before I sell to our customers, we have to convince ourselves to buy first. Only we can sell to the customer. So even for property side, all our property, we have to convince ourselves to say, okay, this is what I want. This is the standard I want. Then we only can launch our project. It's not like I'm just doing a property just for the sake of selling a property. I'm producing face masks just for selling face masks. Right now, in the market, I believe we are one of the top manufacturer in terms of quality, the comfortability, and everything for our face masks as well.
So your point is that, look, in your current businesses, you're always proud of your brand as a quality company, and you feel that that positioning can continue on in the glove business, that's a bit of a hard sell, don't you think so? Because in glove making, there are very tight standards, and essentially it's all about, you know, getting the economies of scale and the right pricing and cost structure, making it work, doesn't it?
Yeah, because right now, as we understand, we are doing for a long-term business. We are doing looking for a long-term business. Then for glove, right, there's a lot of companies that they are doing the quality-wise, because there's a lot of standard for glove. The tensile strength, the length, the smoothness, everything. So we are looking for long-term customers. It's like I want a return customer instead of I'm going to sell you once and then you're not coming back to me again.
So let's talk about your customer base. You said that you've actually secured contracts from China, Europe and USA. And if you're going to be target operational by April, presumably these contracts have all been pat down and confirmed. Can you just elaborate a bit more about the volumes and the nature of that commitment?
Okay, right now for Grove, right? Right now, actually, our production will start September. Our factory will be completed on June. Yep. And the machine installer will complete the machinery test run by July. So our first product will be rolled out in around September. So actually, this is economic skills business. It's like now we have 12 lines. By end of 2021 or beginning of 2022, we'll be having 12 glove tubing lines. By then, we will be producing 3.1 to 3.5 billion of glove per annum. So it's like we are talking about 100 pieces per box. So it's around 30 plus million per box, boxes. Then in terms of quantity, right, we are talking about USD, we are talking about UK, like European countries. When the order coming in, they are coming in for at like 2 million to 5 million boxes per month.
So you secured the contracts already?
No. It's too big for us to take this contract. Just their order is very huge. So our company is like, okay, right now I'm not going to secure only one customer. I'm going to distribute out my products to 5 to 6, 7 customers.
Okay, so you're going to take a diversified approach towards your customer acquisition.
Yes. Yeah, I don't want to over-dependence on all egg in one basket. Mm. It's like over-dependent on one customer. Say this customer go to other place. Because now it's just the right timing for us to expand on this thing because all the top companies, they are overflow with customers. Then all the customers, is that they're getting this is that from 2022, they only can supply their customers. So all this, the existing customer, all is flowing down, fine for growth stocks. Everyone is coming to the new player, the smaller player as well. So this is a good opportunity for us to capture all these customers to our side and say, hey, this is what I can offer you. All the top companies can offer you because they don't have stock for you. So this is what I can offer you. So this is a very good time for us to do this marketing because now it's the customer finding us. It's not like we are going to find customer.
Well, let's talk a bit about funding because recently you had a private placement of RM 40 million completed in November. But when I look at the total bill of this full facility, which is a very ambitious facility, totaling RM 155 million, how do you plan to raise the remaining capital?
When we first entered into this company, because we took over this, previously Iconic was named under Sabumi Holdings Berhad. When we first took over, the company cash position was around 2 million plus, 2 to 3 million. Then subsequently, we inject in project, Iconic Point project, the property development project. Up to before we did the investment, we have around 40 plus million in the account. 40 plus million because of the profit generated from the property development and then the investment as well. So all in, we have 70 to 80 million cash from plus the 42 million from investment. We have 70 to 80 million cash on hand. So this will be utilized to fund the 155 million. Then, because right now our factory, right, we are using phase one and phase two for this.
Yeah, you're phasing the expansion plan.
Yes. So right now, actually, we lock in for phase one will be 6 lines, phase two will be another 6 lines. But then we won't be wasting time for you. We'll go ahead with the phase two as well, because as we foresee a lot of demand coming in. So right now, actually, we are talking about 70 to 80 million of cash we have on our hand. So we are short for 70 plus million.
I see.
Right. So we can utilize this from, we can generate funds from bank loans as well. Actually, we are talking with few banks that they are quite keen on our project. They're quite keen to loan to us because now the interest rate is also very low. So we are exploring into this option for bank loan as well. And then we also have, because our Iconic Point project, property development project, will be completed by end of this year. Then there'll be around 20 to 30 million cash flow coming in as well. So from here, we don't foresee a cash flow problem for us as well. And then another thing, just now as you mentioned, we can get deposit from a customer. Right now, this industry, let's say our waiting list is on, we can deliver to our customer on October 2021. Then let's say a contract value of 1 million USD, 2 million USD, 3 million USD, we can get up to 30% of deposit. Some even can give up to 100% deposit.
All right, James.
So all this will be able to help our cash flow.
Right. So let's shift to cost. How do you anticipate to manage issues on labor and supply of nitrile, which is becoming increasingly challenging even for the existing players?
Okay. As we know, previous months, there's a lot of, end of 2020, a lot of news saying, short of raw material. Then suddenly there's a COVID case in the whole world. In Malaysia as well, MCO 2.0, everything just started from the top tier group. They are having COVID cases. So actually, these few weeks, right, a lot of raw material suppliers came and approached us. I think more than 10 suppliers came and approached us. They say they can supply us with the demand because even in China, in Korea, in Russia, they are expanding their capacity for raw material because there's a demand there. So everyone is expanding their raw material facility. Then we don't foresee a shortage of supply 6 months down the road because we need the raw material around July for our test run. So actually, we already locked in some raw material with our supplier. And then we don't foresee a shortage of supply 6 months down the road because everyone will be ready by then for the raw material.
When will the glove facility be profitable?
Okay. Right now, we are talking about, we are producing, let's say, by end of conservatively, let's say, end of 2021, we will be producing, let's say, 3 billion growth per annum. So, we are talking about 3 billion growth per annum is around 30 million boxes, 30 million boxes of growth. 30 million boxes of growth, we are talking about $8 per box. Now the spot price is $10, $11, $12 per box. So we are using $8 per box. So it's around 8 times 330 million is around 240 million USD in revenue, in terms of revenue. 240 million in revenue is around 1 billion of ringgit Malaysian revenue we are expecting for year 2020, the full year. One billion revenue. So the ROI for 150 million, right?
So you think the payback will be under 6 months then?
Six months, yeah.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning, we have James Tan of Iconic Worldwide. When we come back, we will discuss his core property and tourism business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, welcome back. Today, we have on the hot seat James Tan, Executive Director of Iconic Worldwide. Just before the break, we were discussing your foray into the glove sector. Now, let's switch gears to your current business, property and tourism. So James, you were operating with consecutive losses up till 2019, but you turned around an impressive 2020 profit. What triggered this reversal of fortunes?
Actually, Sambumi has been listed in the main board of Malaysian market for 20 to 30 years. Then actually we came into the board on 2018. January of 2018. Then I went and have a look at the whole company structure. Previously, Sambumi was under tourism segment. Then we decided to say, okay, as a property development in Penang, we decided to farm in our Iconic Point project, property development project, our own land to help the company to venture into property development. Because at that point of time, Sambumi was not a property player. They have no experience. So as a new member in the board, we decided to lead the team to become a property development company. Then we pump in our Iconic Point project. Then after that, we managed. We also, at the same time, at same point of time, we also tried to cut the loss-making business because they has been loss-making for 16 years.
And what were those loss-making businesses?
Yeah, they were under tour buses, mid-budget hotels, tour group, all the accessories shops. They are even selling jewelry shop, all the local product shops. And then we see that this is not the way of going forward. So we decided to close down all the business on the tourism side. It's like previously we were providing for China guests, they come to Malaysia, then they stay for a while, and then they go to Thailand as well. So this is not the way we wanted to do things. So we decided to, okay, let's stop all the loss making. We cut everything all at once so that we can focus on the property development. We are very fortunate because we cut at the right timing, or else when 2020 comes, then as we know, all the tourism business cannot move here.
You do have actually one hotel left, the Iconic Hotel in Sungai Nibong. These must be extremely tough times for that property. What is the current occupancy rate and what are the strategies you're taking now to manage the current challenges there?
Okay, we have one 4-star hotel running in Icon City. It's a business class hotel. And then another one upcoming in Sungai Nibong, also 4-star hotel. In Iconic Hotel, in the existing hotel, we have 200 room 4-star business class hotel. Then during the MCO time, it's totally shut. But then we came back operation on around mid of April. Then actually, during CMCO, our occupancy went back up to around 70%. Pre-COVID, it's around 90%+, 100%.
So there's still a gap, about 20-30%.
Yeah. So, and then we managed to get back all our customers. Our customers are mostly under corporate side, more on factory side. It's not on tourism side. Mm. It's not on tourism, it's not on... We are not over dependent on tourism because previously our hotels are around Monday to Friday we are full. Saturday and Sunday we are low of half occupancy because of the location of our customer. Mm. Yeah.
But deep diving into your property portfolio, it's really diverse. You've got luxury suites, affordable housing, service apartments, hotels, commercial lots. How do you piece all this together? And is there a plan going forward to focus on a specific theme or area for yourself?
Okay. As we know in property development industry, we cannot be focusing on one product. We have to offer a different type of range of products. In 2014, everyone, whatever product you launch, you can sell. In 2014, when the property market is very good, everyone was buying 2 to 3 houses, everyone is getting loan, everything for a house. At that time, any project you want, you can launch. You can sell. Even people queue for your project. Then actually, we started with commercial project. Our economic development, we started with commercial project called Icon City. Then we venture into housing project as well. But then this is all this is all quite common for us because as we have all our teams there, we have our architects, our engineer, and this is only based on the concept we want to sell, based on the location. Because location is the most important thing in property development. If you have a very good project in a area that no one want to go, you also won't sell. So location-wise, what's the market demand? What's the market demand for the area? what's the price range for the area.
Your focus has always been on Penang. Do you plan to expand beyond Penang?
Yes, actually, we have land banks in Johor, Malacca, Port Dickson, and other places. But then, as we know in the news, that property development in Penang is the most expensive, even comparable to KL side.
So give us a sense of the size of your land banks and the estimated GDV.
Actually, right now, we have a lot of land banks in, around scattered around Malaysia. Then, in terms of GDV, I cannot give you exact figures right now because we have to plan for based on our planning, our architect planning as well.
Let's slightly shift beyond the business to the overall market. Do you see property trends changing significantly during this pandemic? For example, do you see Penangites moving away from certain property types like condos?
Okay. For property development market, now we either, for Iconic Group, we either target the higher range of market, means that niche market is at more than 1 million, we are going for commercial market. Just of the bank loans and commitments by the customers. So we foresee that in the long run, we are going for commercial property more, and then or either to go for the affordable housing.
Commercial property is the focus for yourselves.
Commercial types of properties, yeah. Mm. Because as we know, we are preferring a service apartment kind of property because as we know, there's a lot of complaints from a resident about Airbnb stuff. Everything all is banned for Airbnb. So because right now Malaysian have more than one house. People like to invest. But then once you invest, you want a rental return.
Yeah.
So how do you generate a rental return for your customer? It's like you go for a service apartment, you help them list back and you manage back the service apartment. I think it's very common in KL side because a lot of people, they want to invest, but then they don't want the headache of, okay, I want to rent to a tenant for 1 month, 1,000, 2,000 pieces. The return is not that not so favorable to them.
And
so
this right
service apartment type.
I see. And so the focus is service apartments, commercial properties. Early on, you were mentioning that you have significant land banks across Malaysia. Will you be exercising those land banks and developing those towards these priority segments of commercial and service apartments?
Yes, actually. But then for service apartment. It's more common in Penang and KL. KL has been there for quite a while. So for KL, we don't have any land bank in KL. So we are open for any joint venture, open for new land purchase for property development.
On that note, thank you for the time. Today, we had the pleasure of speaking to James Tan, Executive Director of Iconic Worldwide. I am Philip C, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.